Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Koigig Pod on Off the Ball.
I remember on the way home distinctly talking to my dad, like on the way home, and saying, like, geez, like Karen, like she's such a leader. She's so, like, she'll just boss every drill, every match.
Subscribe to the Koigig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster, and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cathal Mullany. Coming up today, we'll hear from Ireland forwards coach Paul O'Connell ahead of the opening November series game with New Zealand on Saturday. Munster get ready to take on an Argentine 15 in Thomond Park on Saturday. And Rory is best at Ulster. First, though, to the international game, and Ireland continue preparations today in Chicago ahead of the team announcement tomorrow afternoon. Kellen Dorris is expected to be fit to play on Saturday. The Leinster captain hasn't played since his province's defeat by Northampton Saints in the Champions Cup semi-finals in May. He sustained a shoulder problem that required surgery in that game and missed the Lions series win in Australia during the summer. O'Connell says that the 27-year-old is ready to go, whether from the bench or from the get-go.
He's been through a very good return to play period now, and he's had a good few weeks. Been very little, minding of him or anything like that. Or there hasn't been any. So, there's one train of thought says you start a guy like that because he could come on after a minute anyway, and there's another train of thought says you bring him off the bench. So, we'll see. But he's fine. He's trained really well. He feels really good. You know, that he's shown no ill effects whatsoever.
The set piece will be crucial to any Irish success on Saturday, and O'Connell is wary of the Kiwi threat.
Well, most tries come from lineouts. You know, you can't kick to the corner and take a scrum or whatever it is. So most tries come from lineouts. You're trying to get after some of their ball in the air, and you're trying to give yourself a good chance on the floor if you don't get after it in the air. You know, so they have a very good lineout. They always have done. They use it to launch. You know, we see it. Obviously, Andrew Goodman would have worked with the Crusaders. Would have worked with Scott Robertson. We know how he likes to, attack off scrum launch and off lineout launch. And they're very good at it. They've good variation. They've a lot of, players that can exploit space. You know, even we were just looking at them attacking off a simple maul during the week where they attacked down the short side against Australia. They've Sevilla at the back of the maul doing a great job. So, it's a challenge. It's about trying to make them win the ball sometimes where you want them to win the ball and trying to get after them within the first three phases. But it's a big challenge in the game for us.
New Zealand are also in the Windy City ahead of Saturday's clash at Soldier Field. The two sides met in Dublin last year, where the All Blacks ran out 10-point winners on a 23-13 scoreline. The two sides have developed a healthy rivalry in recent years. Previous to the All Blacks' win in the World Cup quarter-final in 2023, Ireland had won 4 of the previous 7 meetings between the teams, having only won 1 of the previous 30 meetings between the sides. New Zealand will play Ireland, Scotland, England and Wales in their end-of-season tour, with All Blacks head coach Scott Robertson targeting a Grand Slam.
The weather and all the fans that came to welcome to City, we've had some great events, and it's great to see a few back jerseys and Kiwi voices, but there's a lot of Irish here as well, so it's going to be a great week, and we're looking forward to the challenge ahead of us and playing in an iconic stadium. And, you know, the history of this test match last time is still a real reminder. We get reminded regularly, so we're excited about the week and start the Grand Slam.
And despite claiming victory at Lansdowne Road last time out, Robertson said there are still things his side can improve on.
Oh, look, you reflect on that game, and it was a game of small margins like most test matches are. You know, we competed our sets really well, kicked well, our discipline was good. And there's just a couple of little moments, like I said, that, you know, we were pleased with. We've shown the game for a long time, and you know, it was a hell of a night at Aviva for us here.
And with a lot of focus on the set piece this week, Robertson says that his side have been trying to fine-tune theirs ahead of a big month of Test rugby.
Yeah, just a little bit of skill set stuff, really. Like, obviously, in mindset, it's the fullback care deeply about their craft and their trade, and they work a lot at it. So, you know, and every game is different. Every person, the opposition you're up against is different. You know, if they dropped a knee or crank in the elbow or they cross the line in the line out or whatever, who you're up against, you've got to find ways to master that, and that's what we've been working on, just some fine-tuning for this tour.
Elsewhere, former Ireland captain Rory Best is back in the game as he has returned to Ulster Rugby as the province's new general manager. Best, who played 219 times for the province between 2004 and 2019, succeeds Bryn Cunningham in the role after he confirmed he would step down in September. The 43-year-old, who retired from playing 6 years ago, is likely to be responsible for player recruitment and retention in his new role, with the province saying he'll oversee professional rugby operations, player development and performance pathways at Ulster. Cunningham, who had been in the role since 2014, stepped down in September. His final season as general manager was one to forget, as the province missed out on Champions Cup qualification for the first time in their history. However, his final appointments and signings in the role have shown signs of bearing fruit, with Richie Murphy's side winning three of the first four games this season, and new signing Iwano Augustus impressing, while Australia's Angus Bell is due to join in December.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Japan head coach Eddie Jones believes Ireland are on the downward slope of their recent golden era, suggesting Andy Farrell's side are coming off their peak as they transition towards the 2027 Rugby World Cup in Australia. Speaking on the Rugby Unity podcast, Jones said he recently visited Dublin on a recce tour and ran into Ireland head coach Andy Farrell. The Australian was blunt in his assessment of where the world's number two side stand. Ironically, he believes supplying the bulk of the British and Irish Lions tour squad will count against Andy Farrell's men when they face the All Blacks this weekend. "I was in Dublin for a recce tour just before. I was walking through the streets and ran into Andy Farrell," Jones said. "They've got so many in the Lions. Their Lions players have started late, so they haven't had much club time. And then they basically go to Ireland for 10-day prep, and that's all they've got behind them. So I think they may be a bit short of match preparation. New Zealand have been heartened by the Rugby Championship, and I think for this game, New Zealand should win. I should win it pretty well." Jones continued, "How are Ireland travelling generally? I think there's no doubt that they're coming off their peak. Can they bring through some new young talent to get them up again? That's going to be the challenge for Andy over the next 18 months." Jones, who spent 6 years in charge of England before returning to Japan, went on to praise Ireland's system of player development, but warned that regeneration must happen quickly if they're to remain contenders through to the next World Cup cycle. Eddie Jones's Japanese side will take on Ireland at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday week. Jan Hendrik Wessels has failed in his appeal against a controversial suspension, but the South African has had his ban reduced by 1 week. The Bulls hooker has been ruled out of South Africa's Autumn Nations Series campaign, including their meeting with Ireland at the end of November, after picking up an 8-week ban for allegedly grabbing the testicles of Connacht forward Josh Murphy during their URC meeting in Galway earlier this month. Murphy was shown a red card on the night after striking Wessels after the alleged grab. However, that red card has since been rescinded. Wessels was found guilty of breaching Law 9.27, which states that a player must not do anything that is against the spirit of good sportsmanship, which includes grabbing, twisting or squeezing the genitals. The player had denied committing the act, which was not picked up by TV cameras at the time. However, the disciplinary panel were satisfied that an act of foul play had occurred and found the incident met the red card threshold. The South African was initially given a 9-game ban, which was reduced from the low-end entry point of 12 matches. Wessels and the Bulls appealed the ruling this week, challenging both the ruling of the initial hearing and the length of the suspension. A statement from from the URC has confirmed that while an independent disciplinary panel has upheld the ruling, it has reduced the ban by a further week to 8 games. Bristol Bears director of rugby Pat Lamb has named his Barbarian side to take on an All Blacks 15 at the GTEC Community Stadium in London on Saturday. Jack Ainger is the sole Irish representative. He's been named among the replacements. Leicester Tigers star Hanra Lienerberg captains the side as one of 11 South Africans in the starting lineup to take on the New Zealand outfit, with head coach Lamb including 17 first-time Barbarians in the matchday squad. Lienerberg forms an explosive back row with Bristol Bears captain Fitz Harding and Springbok number 8 Evan Roos. Behind the pack, Dragons RFC scrum half Rodri Williams makes his third Barbarians appearance, partnering Sale's Rob Dupria, who makes his sixth appearance for the famous Invitational Club. Bernhard Janse van Rensburg partners 92-capped Argentina centre Matias Moroni in midfield. The England fullback Max Mullins starts in the number 15 jersey, with electric duo Werner Cook and Leolin Zass providing plenty of firepower in the wings. As the United Rugby Championship takes a break for the international, Munster will play this weekend against an Argentina 15. Clayton McMillan's side have won 5 of their opening 5 matches domestically, including Interpro wins away to Leinster and at home to Connacht. And on this week's Red 78 podcast, Rory O'Hagan was joined by Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes, and former Munster back row Quinlan said that McMillan's side did just about enough to get the win.
Alan Quinlan, this is not a game that's going to live long in the memory. It's job done. They got the win. Let's move on.
Yeah, I think so. It was difficult to watch at times. There was lots of mistakes. I know from my own experience, and I probably use that quote a bit, my own experience, but that's all I can say. Obviously you have your opinion on things, but my experience of sometimes when you play, you have a big massive performance like that. You, as the coaches, the players would love to go out and kick on and have a dominant performance at the weekend and, be bouncing off the pitch, and I think there was a lot of relief there. The game could have went either way. I think Munster managed the tempo and controlled the game in the second half, but there was always a danger that Connacht could get that vital score, that penalty, that drop goal to win the game, and Munster kind of cutting it close to the bone there with that performance, to be honest. Now, look, it is an Interpro, and Connacht themselves, you know, came with that fight, that determination, and you know they would have been off the back of disappointing Bulls loss, Cardiff loss. So yeah, I think it was. I think Munster tactically were poor at times in the game. They kicked when they should have passed. They passed when they should have kicked, and they overplayed at times and tried to keep their attack game going, and it kind of malfunctioned or didn't function really. Obviously, the Jack O'Donoghue try in the first half was lovely score, and they exploited some space and they found some edges early on. Connacht adapted a little bit and started to defend a little bit better and spread across the field a bit more. So, yeah, JJ Hanran had a mixed bag at out half, very mixed bag. And I think they just lacked that bit of control and composure and made it difficult for themselves. But credit to Connacht as well, because they were very competitive, and I think both teams kind of forced a lot of mistakes. They both had 11 turnovers each, so it was a frustrating one.
And remember, you can listen to the Red 78 each and every week to get your fix on all things going on with Munster Rugby. You can become a member and subscribe at offtheball.com/join to have everything on demand. Attention this week turns to Munster welcoming Argentina to Limerick on Saturday in what would be the second clash between the two sides. They last met in 1973 at Thomond Park and featured Munster current branch president Brendan Foley, with the game ending in a draw, 12 points apiece, with Barry McGann scoring 4 penalties for the home side. Munster sit in second place in the URC table, just behind Stormers on scoring difference, and would be hoping to continue their winning run against Las Pumas. Argentina will also take on Bristol Bears before their clashes against Wales, Scotland and England as part of their Northern Hemisphere tour. Munster boss McMillan has 2 objectives heading into this Saturday's clash at Thomond Park: building both the experience of his players and bolstering the province's reputation against international opposition. Munster skills coach Mossy Lawler says that there will be opportunities for players to step up, but Argentina will be stern opponents.
We haven't finalised our team yet. We'll finalise that on Thursday, but there definitely will be opportunities for some of those guys. But at the same time, we're playing an international in Thomond Park, so we'll put our best team that's out, that's available to us. Really, really exciting week for whoever gets the nod and whoever gets selected to play against a really great crowd, as we've always had in Thomond Park, but probably adds that extra spice with the international team coming. So everyone is really looking forward to it and everybody wants to play.
Dermot Kilgallen returned to the fray last time out against the Westerners. He says that it's good to get back out amongst it after recovering from injury.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Brilliant to get back. I was buzzing, to be honest, just to be back out on the pitch, doing what I love to do. And I suppose it was a bit different for me playing against Connacht, my old team. I probably knew most, if not all of the lads playing. So that was certainly, it was interesting. But I really enjoyed it.
And that's about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm Cathal Mullany, and we'll be back with more again tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing. To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.